moment. Thank you.
Thank you to the Honourable Chief Justice. Mr. President, the Fijian government is firmly committed to advancing and protecting the fundamental principles and values of universal human rights enunciated in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, whilst cultivating an ethos of a responsible human rights culture. I am proud to advise that the Fijian government, through the leadership of our Prime Minister, Mr. Josiah Werenge Bainimarama, has implemented the majority of the recommendations from our second cycle UPR. More importantly, Fiji has not just worked to implement those recommendations. We have embraced change and have shown leadership on global human rights issues. We have now ratified all 9 core human rights treaties and conventions and strengthened our legislative and institutional frameworks to ensure national compliance with international law and best practice. We have not just ratified UNCTAD. We have joined the Convention Against Torture Initiative's core group of countries working towards universal ratification, and we are pleased to announce that Cabinet has approved the withdrawal of the reservation placed by Fiji on Article 1 of UNCTAD at the time of ratification. We have not just abolished the death penalty. We have worked with a core group in the Human Rights Council to encourage other states to do so, and to support a moratorium against the use or reintroduction of the death penalty. We have not just included human rights in our climate change policies. We have shown the world how it can be done during our presidency of COP23 and at subsequent national and international engagements. Fiji is also currently calling on public submissions with respect to the draft climate change bill. We have not just become members of the Human Rights Council, the first Pacific small island developing state to do so, but we are also the Vice President of the Human Rights Council. We have not just ratified the United Nations Convention on Transnational Crime and its 3 protocols, we also chair the UNODC Working Group on Trafficking in Persons. Fiji recognizes the importance of sharing its human rights journey as a Pacific small island developing state with its own set of challenges. To us, this is the real purpose of Geneva, of the ratification of conventions, of the UPR process, and the importance of constructive engagement informed by multilateralism. Fiji has strong and salient constitutional provisions that address discrimination on the basis of disability, race, age, gender, sexual orientation, and for the first time, against gender identity and expression, amongst other prohibited grounds of discrimination. We will continue to address discrimination at the structural level, whether it is discrimination in education, in accessing institutions for justice, or in access to other services. To this end, the Fijian Constitution has empowered the Human Rights and Anti-Discrimination Commission with an expanded anti-discrimination mandate to receive, investigate, and take steps to secure appropriate redress if human rights have been violated, including making applications to court for redress or for other forms of relief or remedies. We are aware that one of our greatest challenges is to reduce sexual and gender-based violence in Fiji, and that the root cause of such violence is patriarchal attitudes towards women and girls. However, accountability through the justice system is an important step towards reducing the incidence of gender-based violence. Fiji recognizes the inextricable links between civil and political rights and social, cultural, and economic rights. Political equality cannot be achieved if people do not have access to water, to housing, to sanitation, to medical facilities, and to food. We also know that this inequality is the basis of political strife in many countries of the world. This is why, for the first time in Fiji's history, the 2013 Fijian Constitution not only provides for civil and political rights, it also provides for socio-economic rights. And this is why Fiji ratified ICCPR and ICESCA at the same time. We remain committed to removing systemic and structural discrimination that allows every Fijian to realize their full potential and celebrate their inherent dignity. The open merit recruitment and selection process has enabled all Fijians, regardless of colour, creed, gender, or any other prohibited ground of discrimination, an equal opportunity to gainful employment. The Fijian government recognises that the right to education unlocks the ability to enjoy all other rights. Historically, access to education was a preserve of the privileged class. For this reason, we have introduced the TOPPERS and the Tertiary Education and Loan Schemes, providing equal opportunity for every Fijian to quality and accessible education. Striking a delicate balance between sustainable development and economic growth, individual empowerment, social inclusivity, and environmental conservation has long been a challenge globally. As such, we recognize the interwoven relationship between the Sustainable Development Goals and human rights. Indeed, the SDGs are not about checking boxes. They are about real outcomes for our people and our future. We have also embarked on democratizing the digital space and bridging the digital divide, empowering those with limited or no access to social mobility to enjoy the right to access information and to make informed decisions. The national digitization process is a concrete expression of this right. The Fijian government also has a proven record of working in good faith with employers, employees, and worker representatives to uphold the constitutional right of all Fijians to fair employment practices. To this end, we remain committed to working with our tripartite partners to ensure that our employment laws are in accordance with ILO conventions. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to present our report with regards to the protection, promotion, and preservation of human rights in Fiji. We look forward to a productive and constructive conversation. Thank you, Mr. President.